Okay, good morning everyone, and welcome to this, well, we call it the workshop, Transformations and Mediations of Self in Aesthetic Practices, organized by this research project. I will say a few words about it a little bit later in this, about 50 minutes to speak about something to kind of throw you into the topic. You all speakers have very interesting topics here. And anyway, so it's we are funded by the Kone Foundation, and it's a 3.5 year project. And there you have the kind of our internet sites on the on this one, the WordPress one. There are some blogs which explore the concept of aesthetic practice in some of them in more essayistic ways. Because this is not, we don't have a theory, a kind of ready-made theory, and even in this project I think we are not aiming to build a kind of complete theory, but we want to contribute to this perspective. So anyway, starting points for the project, one might say that within aesthetics and art research, which is kind of basically where we come from, the focus has mostly and traditionally been either on the kind of object side, art objects and their qualities and so on, or then as aesthetic experience, as a kind of individual, singular occurrence. This research is of course highly relevant for us too, but it misses out on some points. By the way, I notice here that should maybe acknowledge Georg Bertram's book on art as a human practice, which also exists in English translation. But it has a different focus than our project, because it is more about the kind of still the kind of work of art and in relation to the practices that are involved in that. So, our point of departure is to look at arts as something that people do, rather than looking at objects or something that is kind of just one particular kind of experience. And I might mention that partly this perspective comes from, my own biography, in a sense, being an aesthetician, PhD in aesthetics, and then having taught art education in a broad sense here in Jyväskylä for 20 years. Because if we think about art education, the arts are precisely something that people do, either receptive way or productive way. And I also think that in contemporary aesthetics, at least, the production perspective has been somehow given less attention than the reception, which is maybe built into aesthetics. In this project, aesthetic practices cover art, the arts, and everyday practices. Maybe one could say that the focus is more on everyday practices, anyway, on a kind of open border between the arts and everyday aesthetics practices. We don't think that, of course, there has been lots of work on defining art, but it's maybe not our focus. And I think one can think about the arts in a different, also more liberal way, as overlapping with everyday practices. So in principle, aesthetic practices cover all arts and also other things like gaming, which is well represented on this in this project and in the workshop, and also things like everyday aesthetic practices. But what is important also, and which kind of also creates an maybe existential perspective and a kind of a educational perspective, or related to the human self-formation and how the world becomes for us, is this temporal emphasis. By definition, of course, a practice is something that people practice over time, so it's not just a singular individual occurrence. And this is a key factor, we think, in analyzing and understanding the significance and value, in a sense, of this approach, of this to speak about arts and other aesthetic phenomena precisely as practices. It is because, for example, from the art educational perspective, of course, it's because people are interested in some art form or some other practice over time that come better in kind of understanding it and get deeper and so on, and the dialogue with itself and the practice and what it yields also becomes more meaningful and important. There are some other starting points. We think a first-person perspective is needed because it kind of the practice is there for the person who practices it. But it doesn't mean, of course, that other perspectives would not be complementary as well, like a kind of third-person perspective or looking at it from that kind of outside view. But to understand the kind of meaning and value of these practices, the first-person perspective is at least needed. On the other hand, practices are, by definition, also shared and cultural. So there is the intersubjective aspect. And in our sub-project, we also pay attention to this, how today aesthetic practices are shared over the internet, and people want to kind of discuss and share what they do. I think we are familiar with that in kind of in even everyday sense, not just as academics. On the other hand, aesthetic practices can also, I mean, they can exist as kind of bigger practices like drawing, which is one of our sub-projects, but it can also be a more local practice even for one person. I will show you an example shortly. But I think for the aesthetic practice to be aesthetic, and this is something, of course, one of the things that we have to discuss. There is a kind of dialogic element or a creative element in it, that we are doing something and undergoing something. So this kind of, which I mean, John Dewey formulated as the kind of doing and undergoing, production and reception are there at the same time. And of course, it has been pointed out earlier that when we are kind of the audience of art here, it's active, it's not passive. In aesthetic practices, this is very important. And aesthetic practices are plural, it's not just kind of one thing. So this is just an example to illustrate a spontaneously evolved aesthetic practice as part of fishing. So someone who is catching fish and then admiring the fish, realizing that they are actually very beautiful, form and colors and everything, then starting to arranging them in for example, on this on the right-hand side, which is also part of maybe an ethical approach to the fish, to kind of pay respect to the fish, and putting them beautifully on display, and then taking pictures, which is, of course, very common among people who do fishing, but usually they just picture the big fish. And here is one, a kind of, garbage fish, a roach, which was the outcome of one particular fishing thing. So these different levels, and just to show you that we can think about this as being aesthetic practice can be something rather trivial, rather everyday, and in this particular way, as practice of this person, whom I know very well, it's a kind of also somehow individual, but then linked to, of course, taking pictures, fishing, and so on, which are more culturally widely shared. Now, our topic for these 2 days, Transformations and Mediations of Self in Aesthetic Practice, connects to the subtitle of our project, Aesthetic Practices in the Transformation of Self and World, and the idea that this is the aesthetic practices can be existentially important for people. So something on that. Aesthetic practices are practices that we practice because we like to do it rather than because we would be forced to it for work-related or economic reasons and so on. So there is a field of leisure studies which we haven't so much looked upon, but we wrote it into the application. I don't know if it was crucial in any way, but it's actually, I think, also interesting. But this is something people do during their, these are mostly some practices people do during their leisure time. Of course, because we like to, we don't always like it, but it's still a choice by people to do these things. And precisely because perhaps of this kind of putting oneself, investing oneself in it and choosing to do it and maybe even stealing time from other everyday chores or preoccupations or things one should do, there is this intimate relationship to identity and self, which is formed and transformed in these practices. And of course, we're not saying that this is the crucial thing for personal identity, but we're saying that it kind of tunes who we are in certain ways, and sometimes maybe in ways that people don't want to display openly, but still it is there. So on the one hand, there is this practice aspect, habit, internalized patterns, and maybe style, which evolves, that building on that variations and choices, improvisations performed in the moment, but against the background of internalized or tacit knowledge. Where knowledge involves the kind of practical know-how, how to do something. This kind of dialogue is at least crucial for a practice to be an aesthetic practice, that we don't just do something mechanically, but there is the kind of element of contributing and changing things and becoming change. So in the project we have agency, aesthetics and rhythms figuring on different levels. In the other, transformations and then mediations of self. When we do aesthetic practices, there's some kind of media involved, hybrid subjectivities. The practitioner can feel that very close relationship to the tools and materials, and generally the kind of habits of doing particular kinds of things, maybe in particular places, and so on. Feedbacks of agency and being subject to the practice in a larger sense, with values, ideology, obsessions, and so on. So it's not always, we're not saying that aesthetic practices make us happy always. It can also be a kind of detrimental in various ways. In our department, actually, here in Jyväskylä, we also have a very strong group of people who do research on music, and one of the professors on that side has dealt with how people use music for kind of tuning their how they feel emotionally, and she has pointed out that there are also this kind of problems when someone becomes kind of too into just one kind of music, which can actually be rather violent or depressive, and so on. So it's not. We are not saying that this is always a good thing. So the project is, as I said already, elaborating, refining, developing the concepts, studying, and also studying three particular aesthetic practices. So it's not just about everything. And fishing is not about one of our focuses. Just an example. We also want to combine philosophical or theoretical approaches with some empirical data, like interviews, observations, a little bit of survey, and because we thought that we think that this is something that is also a kind of interesting in a context of aesthetics, to kind of see how theory and what people actually do and think, how they meet and come together. So the three researchers, postdocs, maybe you can raise your hand. We have, this is our alphabetical order, Anu Besson. Everyday aesthetic practices as means of cultural belonging and researching mainly Finnish expats, so it's also about cultural identities and such things. Johan Kalmalehto, gaining as a self-forming practice with a lot on aesthetics of agency and rhythms and so on, kind of post-structuralist philosophical background. Kaisa Mäki-Petäjä, drawing as weaving oneself into the world and being in the world, and already from this title some of you recognize that she has a kind of terminological take on the matter. Yes. And yeah, I'm the PI, so I do this and that, but without yes, without any time or money for it. So I'm just doing my best. And we aim, of course, outputs and dissemination articles. So one article has appeared this point, conference papers, networking, also teaching at the UVascular. And we aim for an edited volume based on a conference in October or November 2024. Soon plan when it will take place, but here in UVascular, and that will be one with the call for papers. So just to, although we don't have naked dates, and we can discuss whether some of you, your papers, whether you would like to contribute to this volume. So welcome to all of you and to the audience here in the room, and then there are some remotely. This is a kind of contribution of people from different areas, but sometimes this makes it easier to creatively kind of discuss a phenomenon in its different dimensions, I think. So if you have a very kind of unified, homogeneous group of people, this is my personal opinion, we become more perhaps even stuck in some kind of smaller questions. Which can be very important, of course, got into details, but so this is a kind of we are aware of this. And this is also why it's a workshop. It's a workshop with a couple of real workshops with doing something, but it's a kind of work in progress approach. Aesthetics, everyday aesthetics, phenomenological structure, synthetical theory, pragmatic psychology. But I think for all of the speakers, there is some overlap with some others, so it's no one is alone with their approach. So thank you for coming, and to the research group for planning, and especially Kaisa, who did the drawing for the program. She's a drawer herself too, and the layout. And Sofia Mannik, maybe she's sitting back there. Sofia is our research assistant and kind of helping here with practical being a master student at our department, and Tanja Laitinen, who is not here, who also assisted with technical things, and Luhan is also our technically advanced research group member. And then, of course, the Kone Foundation for generous support, which is quite flexible and made it kind of possible for us to arrange this kind of workshop. So I think this is all for my part.